Here, we have a list right here. And we go all the way from the lowest up to the highest. So what, number 10? Heisman sleepers to watch. We got three quarterbacks right here. Excuse me, guys. Will Howard, the quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Cade Klubnik, the quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. And Bryson Daly, the quarterback for the Army Black Knights. So, my point being proved right here that, you know, the Heisman Trophy has been awarded to quarterbacks quite frequently for quite some time. Last year was won by quarterback by LSU, Jaden Daniels. Fun fact about Jaden Daniels, my little brother actually went to a camp last year and met him. But, you know, good. I could say, hey, we went way back with Jaden Daniels. Not really, but, you know, you know, it's just cool because I find it cool to see that my little brother, he met the Heisman Trophy winner of last year in his prime too. So it was a really cool thing to hear about, and you know, I'm just happy Jaden Daniels won. He's a cool guy from what I've heard. So that was last year though. So we need to go to this year, because the past few years, like Jaden Daniels, quarterback for last year, he won it. 2 years ago, quarterback Caleb Williams won it, and then 2021, 3 years ago. I don't know who won it 3 years ago. I'm sure it was a quarterback, though. I think it was either. Yeah, I think it was a quarterback. I'm not gonna get into it. But hey, you know, it kind of shows they love to pick quarterbacks as their Heisman Trophy winner. So, but this year we got a little bit of a fight going on between the top few. So, number eight, guys. Number eight to start off is a quarterback from Alabama, though. Quarterback Jaden Milroe. Last week's stats at week eight, remember they won 52-7 against Mercer. He was 11 for 16, 186 yards, two touchdowns, six carries, which are runs, guys. Those are runs, and 43 yards. He had 43 yards rushing and one touchdown rushing. The first stat that I mentioned, 11 for 16, 186 yards. Those are his passing attempts and passing completions. 186 yards is how many yards he threw. And two touchdowns. He threw two touchdowns against Mercer. So they've had a very dominant performance against Mercer, enough to kind of keep him in the conversation as a Heisman Trophy runner-up or runner, you know. So we'll see if he can make anything spectacular happen in the next few weeks, because there's only 2 weeks left of the regular season. Then it's the conference championship weeks, and then it is the playoffs. So, guys, we're getting close to the playoffs and the end of the season, so it's getting stressful for some teams out there. In Alabama, they probably want to dominate the rest of their games and, you know, possibly even get Milroe a Heisman Trophy, but we'll see. So, coming in at number seven instead is another quarterback for Colorado, Shedeur Sanders. Now, he is the son of the greatest cover corner of all time, Deion Primetime Sanders. Now, you might be wondering, like, Colorado, right? Why Colorado? Well, Colorado has been getting a lot of recognition, because not only is his dad, Deion Sanders, but his dad also coaches at Colorado. So that's where a lot of the recognition comes from. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, daddy ball, blah, blah, blah. But you can't really make that claim whenever Shedeur is one of the top quarterbacks in college football. My humble opinion, I know it might sound biased because I'm a Colorado fan myself, but I think he is a very, very talented player, and I can see why he's up there. But here we go. He had the Week 12 stats against the Utah Utes. He won 49-24 against the Utes, and he was 30 for 41 on passing, 340 yards in the air passing, three touchdowns passing, and he threw one interception from the, that means Utah picked it off. They intercepted it one time from Shedeur, took it away from him, and they got the ball, you know. So, and then he had seven carries for negative 9 yards. So that's not really good. That means pretty much he's going backwards every single, or not every single run, but every single time he had a Every time he ran the ball this past week, he has not. Yeah, it wasn't great. You know, he went backwards. So, but his season stats: 280 passing attempt, passing complete for the 384 attempts he passed. That's 72.9% completion percentage, which is really, really good for the percentage. And then he threw for 3,222 yards his whole entire season so far. And then 8.4 yards per average, right? And then he had 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And then he had 77 carries, him running, and he had negative 11 yards. So you could tell his running game is kind of okay. You know, it's pretty all right as he has negative 11 yards. He needs to have a few positive runs if he wants to get over that. So 4 touchdowns rushing, though. So that's a very good strong point right there. He would just run it in. If they were at the 1-yard line, just, you know, run it in himself and make a touchdown for it. So number 7, Shador Sanders, guys. Number 6. We got another quarterback. 3 quarterbacks in a row, guys. Keep up with me. And the quarterback for Ole Miss, Jackson Dart. His last game was week 11, but week 12 he had a bye week. So can't really say anything on his stats right now. But his season stats, 211 passes complete out of 298 attempts. 70.8% completion percentage. 3,409 yards, 22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. And unlike Sanders, his running game is very strong. He had 85 carries for 304 rushing yards. So that's all you need to know right there. It's right there, you know. All good for him. And Jackson Dart transferred from USC a couple years ago, and now he's getting the recognition he deserves at Ole Miss. So good for him, man. I'm happy to hear that. Then number 5, we got Curtis Rourke, quarterback for Indiana. Guys, that's 4 quarterbacks in a row. Come on. And he just had a bye week, so his season stats then. 171 passes complete of 238 thrown, 71.8% completion percentage, 2,410 yards, 21 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. 30 carries, 17 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So he's a quarterback, and he's a Heisman contender. You know, we got 4 in a row right there, like I said. So quarterback is the Heisman Trophy winner's, the Heisman Trophy's favorite position. Just saying, most you would hear, who won the Heisman this year? Oh, the quarterback for LSU. Oh, the quarterback for USC. Quarterback for Oklahoma, you know, it would just be non-stop about all that. So, we'll be moving forward. We got another quarterback. And we do have another quarterback, guys. We got, number 4. That's where I just were. Number 4, we got quarterback from Oregon, Dylan Gabriel. Last week, he was at number 3. This week, he's at number 4. But his week 12 stats against Wisconsin, they had a pretty sneaky win against Wisconsin. They won 16-13. He was 22 passes completed out of the 31 attempts, 218 yards, 1 interception, 11 carries, 7 yards. So his numbers weren't great for against Wisconsin, as you could tell. With that 1 interception, has not thrown a touchdown that week, so it was a little bit of an ugly game. I don't want to say anything bad about it, but not the most Heisman numbers you would hear, you know. But his seasonal stats: 259 passes completed for 351 of the attempt, 73.8% completion percentage. That's actually pretty dang good. And he has 3,066 yards passing, and 22 touchdowns passing and 5 interceptions. But his running game is actually very strong. 54 carries, 155 yards, and 6 touchdowns. That is honestly really, really well for a quarterback that's running. I could see why he's placed at number 4, but I think he keeps falling as the weeks go by and he starts facing tougher and tougher opponents. So, yeah, guys, I see why he's at number 4, but I think that's the highest he should get. Number three is Miami's quarterback, Cam Ward. Guys, that's like, what, it's five in a row or something, right? Five or six. I think it was six in a row. Well, number three is quarterback from Miami, Cam Ward. So this past week, they had a bye. Remember that. It was week 12. They had a bye. The seasonal stats, 241 passing attempts completed, or passes completed for the 361 attempts. That is 66.8% completion percentage. He threw for 3,494 yards, 32 touchdowns and 6 interceptions in the air. That is very, very good for a quarterback, especially in college. 32 touchdowns is absurd. He's going to keep throwing them too. You know, Miami has a very good offense, especially with him at quarterback. He runs the show. He has been the Heisman favorite for most of the weeks. He's been a Heisman favorite for most of the time. Like I've been saying, he is quite amazing to watch for a Heisman. So wouldn't be surprised if he wins the Heisman. Does he deserve it? I don't know, because the race is so close, you know, especially between the top three. I think the top two are where it gets very, very interesting. Now, remember, that's just in the air. That was only in the air. Now he has, for his rushing, 50 carries, 182 yards, 3 touchdowns for rushing for him. That means he's running the ball 182 yards throughout the whole season. And he uses his legs when he needs to, you know what I mean? So he makes it worth his while, and I think it's definitely useful for him to have legs like that. So I think he is a very good player, and I think he is ranked correctly at number three. So let's keep moving forward. Number two, we got the one and only Ashton Janti. Like I've been telling you guys, I was telling you whenever I was talking about the rankings earlier, Ashton Janti was the top-ranked running back in college football. He's the second-ranked for the Heisman. He is a running back for Boise State, and he is insane. Now listen to this. His Week 12 stats against San Jose State. They won 41-21 at San Jose State, and he had 32 carries, 159 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 reception for 5 yards. This man is crazy. I mean, this man is like, Barry Sanders is the all-time greatest of like running backs in history, right? College and NFL. And he had a record for most rushing yards in a single season. And at one point of the season, Janti was on track to beat that record. Now, he's not going to do it, but what he's been doing this season is very generational, right? Like, he is making a lot of stuff happen, and so many teams are afraid of him because they're like, shoot, this guy is legit. He is him, you know? He's doing this, and I don't even know how he's doing this, you know? He's making teams worry. I mean, there's been times where he hasn't had great rushing games because people were triple-teaming this guy. That's how big of an impact he makes. He is so scary to some of those. But listen, that was only against San Jose State. The seasonal stats, listen to this. 256 carries, 1,893 total yards on the season rushing. That's 7.4 yards per carry. That is crazy. He's picking up at least 7.5 yards every single time he touches the ball running. And then he has 26 touchdowns. He'll reach 30 touchdowns for sure, I think. This man is like, I don't even understand. This man is generational. I think this guy he's a freaking nature. I see why he's ranked number two. Now, do I think he should be ranked number two? He should be ranked higher? I think where he is right now is perfect right now, because it's pretty hard. And you guys are maybe wondering too, like, how can you beat Janti? Like, how is he... How is he not the Heisman already? This guy has crazy stats. He's a great player. Excuse me, guys. How is he not winning? Because there's one player that we could talk about that's better than him in a little bit, okay? He's not confirmed better, but so many people think he is, and that's why he's the number one favorite. But the seasonal stats with receptions. 17 receptions, 98 yards, and one touchdown. He's averaging 5.8 yards per catch. That is pretty decent. But you could tell he is definitely much more of a running back than he is a receiving running back. So he likes to run the ball a lot more, and I see why, you know. He really gashes up on defenses, and obviously he's the biggest factor of the Boise State Broncos. So he is one of the best players in college football this year, and I will not be surprised if he wins the Heisman. But there's only one player that I think is possibly better than him, and that number one is not a quarterback, ladies and gentlemen. This is number one wide receiver slash cornerback at Colorado, Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is him, to say the least, guys. Travis Hunter is one of the greatest players we have seen in college football. I mean, what this man is doing is crazy, because you have two people playing, you have him playing on both sides of the ball. So I want to get my facts right. So he's playing almost every snap on both sides of the ball. Excuse me. Almost every snap the whole game from both sides of the ball. At wide receiver, he's catching and running routes on your best defensive back. And then you have him at cornerback, and he's literally just locking down all your best receivers. So he is super effective on both sides of the ball. Listen to the stats right here. Ready? Because since he plays on both sides of the ball, this week 12 stat, they won 49-24 against Utah. Remember that. And then this week, he had 5 receptions for 55 yards. And then he had 1 carry for 5 yards and a touchdown. So not only is he catching the ball, but he's running the ball and scoring touchdowns on you too. You know, so it's like, man, what can this guy not do? And then he had 1 interception and 1 pass defended. Now, his stats would be better on defense if they threw the ball more to his side. They did not want to do that because of how dangerous of a player Travis Hunter really is. The man is a ball hawk. He is literally one of the best cover corners in college football. Probably he plays at an elite level. On both sides of the ball. He's All-American as a wide receiver. He's All-American as a cornerback. And it's just like, that is unheard of. First team All-American, which is like, you are the highest, literally, you're ranked the highest that you can be in the country at that position. And he got up for both sides of the ball. That is just unheard of. Now, his seasonal stats, he is 74 receptions, 911 yards. That means he's averaging 12.3 yards per catch. You got to be kidding me, right? That is insane, because he that means, you know, in for those who don't know football, when you start off, right, you got first and 10, you got 10 yards to gain to get to another down, and you have four attempts to do that, 4 downs to do that, right? That means every single time he touches the ball, he's averaging 12.3 yards per catch. That means he would be gaining more than a first down. So it's crazy, right? It's crazy to think about that. And receiving, he has 9 touchdowns. That's crazy. Like, come on. This man is a freak of nature. And then for carries, he had 2 carries, 5 yards, and 1 touchdown. So he's not much of a runner, but he ran pretty well this past week against Utah. And scored a touchdown, his first rushing touchdown of the season for rushing. So this man, he is the definition of versatile. You are not, he's not one-dimensional by any means. He knows pretty much every position very well, like the back of his hand. So he is generational. Just like Ashton Jante, but this man is, like, he's different. He is special. And then right here, we got his defense right here. He got 24 total tackles on the season, 3 interceptions, 8 passes defended, and he that's just like, I don't understand how that's even possible. You know what I mean? This man is absolutely crazy. He plays both ways, and he's doing it at such an elite level on both sides of the ball. You can't really argue with that. I like, guys, I'm sorry, but you guys might hate Colorado, or you guys might hate Travis Hunter or Shedeur Sanders for all of that, but they have two Heisman contenders in the top 10 right there. And I would be very surprised if – I won't be surprised if he doesn't win it, but I won't be surprised if he does win it. Because remember, this Heisman race is super close with Ashton Jeanty as well, right behind him. So both of them are probably trying to go band for band these next few weeks and just kind of prove their point and be like, this is why I should be Heisman. This is why I should be Heisman. You know, just going back and forth. Jeanty wants to score as many touchdowns and get as many rushing yards as he can. Travis wants to make the most absurd plays that he can and get the most insane yards that he can in the stats. So, guys, it's incredible. This Heisman race is so much fun. If you guys aren't into football, I would at least recommend keeping up to date with this Heisman race, because this Heisman race is super exciting, and we haven't seen anything like this before. So this has been one of my most favorite college football seasons, because it's so much fun to watch. Now listen to this right here. Here we go. Travis Hunter became the first FBS or NFL player since Champ Bailey in 2000 to have 50 receiving yards, a rushing touchdown, and an interception in the same game. That's just unheard of, man. Like, come on, man. It's so absurd to think about. By the way, guys, this is from athlonsports.com. Shout out to them, you know, giving me my facts right and everything. So I must say it has been a great season. I have loved it so much. Now, like I said, there's probably a lot of people that haven't been huge fans of, there might not be huge fans of college football, but you should at least tune in to the Heisman race, because there's so much exciting things about that, in my opinion. I love it very, very much, and I think it's a lot of fun to keep up with. So, guys, keep up with that. Heisman, just vote Travis Hunter for Heisman, because I'm a Buffs fan, you know, so we got to get that man the Heisman. I think he deserves it more than anyone. Yes, guys, that means even more than Ashton Jeanty, but am I being my bias kicking in? Might not be. I just think he's such a great player. Watching him play, doing things that I've never seen before in my lifetime is just, it's amazing, you know what I mean? So, guys, it's truly been a privilege talking about all these sports today as we went over HEC basketball, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, the college football playoff, and now the Heisman front runners. Guys, it's been truly an honor, and honestly, I love it so much. It's been a lot of fun. And remember, guys, this week was the only week I'm going to be hosting all this by myself, because Willie and Mariana and Gunner, they all host Wonderworld, and they invited me. They said, you know what, Lane? You deserve a spot. And I'm like, really? That's so nice of you. And they were like, you're welcome. So shout out to them, you know. And shout out to Narisa. She is the best of the best for giving me this opportunity. So, guys, we got to make the most of what we had for these 3 weeks. There's 2 or 3 weeks. So, and we will do that, you know. We will make the best of what we got. But next week, I am super, super excited to be with the guys next week and talk about what we're going to talk about next week. Now, I know the topic for next week because they filled me in on it, but I'm going to leave it a surprise to you guys, because I'm really, really, you know, I think you guys want to tune in for it next week, and I think it's going to be very exciting and very fun to talk about. So, guys, I really appreciate you guys' support today. It's been so fun coming back here, and I'll be back here next week. Remember, Wonderworld every single Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, 1 p.m. Eastern time, baby. That's how we do it here in Florida. And then we have my show right afterwards. at 2 o'clock to 3. So every Wednesday, guys, for the next 3 weeks. So hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'm happy to be back here and can't wait to spend the rest of the 3 weeks with you guys. I appreciate you guys' time. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, guys. Lane Salazar signing off. See you guys.